This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Wherever there's a joy, everything is possible. The joy of Jesus, the joy of the Lord, bring great victories. We don't even have to be little point when there's a joy in you. David said, cause the bone that you have broken, let them rejoice again. When you have joy, things begin to react and respond. There's nowhere joy is available and there's no reaction. Joy brings supernatural reactions. You know, joy is stronger than faith. The force of joy is stronger than faith. The force of joy is equivalent to the force of love. You find that in the book of Romans chapter 5. That the strength of joy is equivalent to love. Because joy is a potent force. When things come against you, when the enemy arrives like a flood, you will hear God telling you, make a shout of joy and rejoicing. Because your shout of joy and your voice of rejoicing, it brings the enemy to tremble. When you begin to rejoice in the Lord, the enemy gets crazy. Enemy felt that I've done the best I can do, but he's still here rejoicing in the God of his salvation. You will hear David tell them, do not rejoice me over my enemy. Though I fall 7 times, I will end up having the last laugh. I'm rejoicing in God's presence. There's a spirit of joy in this house this morning. The spirit of joy. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoicing. We are rejoicing over the enemy of our soul. We are rejoicing over the enemy of God's people. We are rejoicing over the attack of the evil one. Because we know the joy of the Lord is my strength. For this is a day of joy. For it's a day of joy. It's a day of joy in our communities. It's a day of joy on our streets. It's a day of joy in every corner. I say joy. We are not observing joy because of physical observation. Habakkuk says, oh, the fig oil will not blossom. Habakkuk, give me 16:17. When I heard that my belly trembled, my lip quivered at the voice, roughness entered into my bones, and I trembled myself that I may rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh unto the people, he will invade them with his troop. They said, though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine. The labor of the holy shall fail, and the fish shall ye no meat. The flour shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no air in the stead. What to everybody here? Yeah! I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of our conversation. Rejoice! 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 Why we rejoice is to contradict our conditions. Our joy is not because of our estates. We are not rejoicing because the vine produced. We are not rejoicing because there's a yield of meat. We are rejoicing in the God of our salvation. I said we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. rejoicing. We are rejoicing in the victory of the Lord. Why are we rejoicing? We are rejoicing in the victory of Jesus over hell and death. We are rejoicing in the victory of Jesus over grave. Grave could not hold Jesus down. And I'm rejoicing that death will never hold me down. That no grave will hold any one of us down. Sin could not hold Jesus down. I'm rejoicing because no words of the flesh will hold you down. You see, you joy. One way to make mess of Satan is to keep rejoicing. Satan is happy when you are sad. Satan is happy when he trotters at you and your spirit becomes fainting. Satan rejoices when he crushes your spirit and put grief in your soul and put pain on you. Every time Satan thinks that you are fulfilling with pain, return back with joy. Satan thought that by putting pain on Job will cow. But rather, Job began to rejoice in the Lord God of his salvation. One way to come into continuous victory, stay perpetually with the voltage of joy. When your business is not doing well, keep rejoicing. You heard the book of Psalms saying, I will sink even in the night time. No, people don't sink in the night time. Why? Because night time is a dark time. When people go through night time, people are quieted in the night. In the night time, things are quiet. But say, even in the night time, I will rejoice in the night time. Darkness will not overwhelm me. I said, no darkness will overwhelm me. No darkness will overwhelm me. I rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord who has given us the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujoh. I will sing. What make me to sing is because the word of God is true. What made the word of God true is not your condition. What made the word of God true is God's word have been tested 7 times. That's the beauty. It's not my condition they used to test the word of God. Before my condition came up, the word of the Lord have been tested 7 times. He has passed through furnace. God tested the integrity of his word. God tested the verdict of his word. Not based on my condition. What made the word of God true is because God tested his word by his own nature. What they use to prove the word of God is God's nature. Because God's nature can be relied on. You test a man, the proof of a man's word is his nature. If a man is a drunkard, he promises you something, you don't trust him. Because he's a drunkard by nature. What proves God's word is his nature. One of God's nature, God is love. God is merciful. God is faithful. God is true. God does not change. Those nature are what God allowed his word and prove his word by his nature. And because of that, even if my situation does not change, all things happen in my situation, what made the word of God the same and true is because of his nature. We must be like those Hebrew children. We know our God is able to save us. But by adventure, he will not save us. We will still not bow. Why we are not bowing? It's not because he saved us. Because his word of his truth. That is who the Lord is. David came into a place of absolute joy. David said, I rejoice at your word. You rejoice at his word. You can bank on his word. I rejoice at thy word. As one that find the grace point. I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at thy word. So our rejoicing is at the word. Not just what he said. But at every word that are written, his written word is as authentic as his spoken word. And because even our Lord, the person we hang our faith on, is the word that became flesh. We are not rejoicing at what he's told us or what he has said. We are not rejoicing at only what was written. We are rejoicing at what he made the word of God. When you see Jesus, what the word became is a living proof that God is true. The word came as a baby and they grew him back as a God. For you to know the verdict of his word. For you to know the assurance of his word. You don't use your situation and circumstances and what you go through to prove if God's word is true or not. You are too small. I am too small. To say what happened to me does not make the word of God true. God has demonstrated and God has shown enough that the word of God cannot fail. And if I go to a situation and a spoken word was spoken to me and it didn't come to pass, God did not fail me. Because the word of God is a creature. The word of God is living. The word of God is a living entity. Bible says the word of God is living. NIV. That word living says the word of God is quickening. And it's powerful. They are describing the genetics of a being. The word of God is quick. The word of God is living and powerful. And is sharper than any two-edged sword. God honors his word more than his name. Yes, sir. The name of God is powerful. The name of Joker is powerful. They gave us that name to use it, to exercise authority. But when it comes to the word of God, the integrity of God's word cannot fail. Because God's word is God's bond. God is bounded to his word. God is one with his word. I'm giving you reason why you should rejoice. If you're a man that you have found the word, you are eternally made. If you don't become anything on earth, all what you become is what the word of God has spoken. You are eternally made. You have not missed anything. If all what you use your life to find and discover is the word. So the word of God is a creature. When you have the word of God, you house creature on your inside. You are a host to creature. A man that had the word is hosting an invisible, indestructible, a mighty creature on his inside. Even if this flesh, anything happens to your body, they cannot enter what the word will become. That was it. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. So I'm telling you that when a people have found the word of God, they have found the best gift of God for them. Because why do you say so? As you say, Pastor, why do you say that if a man have the word of God, he have the best of God already? The answer is in Hebrews 11:3. For we understand that the word was framed by the word of God. God framed angel with words. God framed heaven and earth with words. God framed the sea with words. God framed things that you are seeing today. They are all words. And because they are words, God has tested his word before he make man. God has used his word again and again, and his word has responded to him. And that's why I'm so sure that if God is giving you his word, God is giving you his best. He's giving you his very best. Heaven can give you anything. They can give you naira. They can give you dollar. They can give you pound sterling. But heaven will give you the best. When they give you the word, you are taking a portion from God. You have taken a lot from God. And because of that, you can forever last in your life. You can be rejoicing. They spoke about one of the people that received the seed, the word. He said, when he received the seed, he said, he was alive with joy. He received the word and was alive with joy, received it. But sometimes, when we receive the word, when persecution, tribulation, trouble come, arises because of the word. So he showed that every time God give you word, be ready for trouble to come around it. Because Satan know that anything the world cannot do, that there's nobody can do it. With war, all things are possible. So every time God send word, what happened? Sometimes trouble, situations, adverse situation begin to be developed around the man that had the word. Pressure come around those who hold the word. It's not just in the New Testament. It started since the old time. They gave the word. I would say, Joseph was in chain and fetter of iron until his word came. And when the word came, he came into trials. God, Satan don't want you to hold the word. Satan wants you to use your situation. Satan will bring adverse situation around the world to persuade you that your situation, your circumstances, things that are happening to you, things that will happen to you in the next 20 years, either good or horrible thing, they are to say that the word of God is not true. That you cannot rely on the word of God. But my brother, when you have the word of God, you are carrying a creature. They are giving you a creature, for the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. For the word of God is living and active, full of power. Make it operational. The word is operational. The word operates. What operates? When the word operates, I mean the word works. When the word operates, it works. The word functions. And the word has its own intelligence. There's something about the word and its intelligence. The word does not work with your own intelligence. Because the word carries the gene of he who owns it. Sometimes God can send a word. You are thinking that the word is going to come direct to go and do something. But the word may travel down and go and do another thing. Because you don't have the intelligence of that word. So the word has its own intelligence. I'm trying to tell you for you to know what God is investing into you.
Yes, sir.
Because for time, Satan likes to you to play down on what God is committing to you. So the word is operational. It operates. It works. But the way it works, it does not work like creature. Because it works like the creator.
Yes,
because the word is the word of the creator.
Yes,
it, I would say, it's operative, energizing, and effective. You think you're an effective person. Let the word carry out its duty. He was talking about that in Isaiah 55. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. So you see that the word carry an intelligence of he who sent it. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. What does he say? He shall not return to me void. The word is does not return void. Why? If the word has intelligence that it carries. So shall my word be. Nothing is as effective as the word. It's effective. Your boss can give you a duty and you cannot deliver it. The word does not return back, not deliverable. Because the intelligence, the potency, the energy inside the word, it gets things accomplished. But over time, you ought to think that the word is meant to accomplish, you may not accomplish that. Because the word carries divine intelligence. The word has its own judgment. The word has its own mind. The word has its own senses. He reasons and concludes and judges as God, as he who sent it, has ordained it to be. These are breakthroughs that you must come into. As you grow in the Lord, you must come into this zone. You must grow until when you can read the word. The word is a spirit. The word is not a letter. A man can read the word as a letter. But when you read the word as a spirit, you read the word as a life, you know that every word carries spirit and carries life. It's not a letter. When you see Bible boys, for the word said, those are letter boys. But when a man grows, you gather age in the spirit. You can read the word. You can read that which is unseen. You can read it. And when you are reading the word, it's to read the intent of the word. Because the word also have intent. If the word can judge intent of the heart, if the word can judge the thought of the heart, it shows that the word carry thought, the word carry intent, the word carry sense of itself. This is a believer's meeting, man. You provoke believer unto good works. So you must know that the word has its own intent. The world has its own thought. The world carries within itself its own sense or judgment. And the sense of judgment they carry is he that sent it. To one, he said, go. To another one, that same word, he said, come. To another one, he said, that same word, he's telling him to sit down. He interprets according to the thoughts of him who sent him. These are the day that men will see the wonder of his word. We have not yet seen the wonder of word. We are arriving at that place where we see the wonder of his word. Open down my eyes that I might see the wondrous things out of thy word. Yeah, that's why he's not talking about I read.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For you to know that there are things that are pregnant in the world.
Yes,
but you can't see it. For you to see the wonders in that world, they need to open your eyes.
Yes,
he showed the world all the wonders. The world is a reservoir of wonders. When a man old world sote, and the time for the world to show up, you become a sign and wonder to your generation. When they are expecting you to behave in one way, you behave in another way. And they will not know that why you are behaving another way is because your eyes is seeing the wonders of the world.
Yes,
you dance to the rhythms of the wonders of the world. To be all the wonders, wondrous things. I will see the wondrous things, wondrous things, wondrous things. So you are set for wonders. I said you are set for wonders. I said you are set for wonders. You will start expecting wonder from today's service. Because the world will make you a wonder. No wonder. According to what men call wonders. If what men call wonder is what the world can do for you, then you are not mysterious. You must be a mysterious woman being on earth. You will hear them say, when men say there's a casting down, there's a lifting up. That's the vision of the world. Then we say, what's happened to this one? There's a casting down. He is CEO. He said there's a lifting up. Designing a man like that is the wonder of his world. Wondrous things. Wondrous things. Wonder. Wonder. So when a man comes into this realization, you can see why he rejoices in a seemingly situation why he does not be rejoicing. Everybody will call him that he's insane. But because he knows that the thing that he's receiving is a creature. And his eyes will be open to behold wondrous things. That is why when a man out of the world, he can go against contradiction. When a man word is there, he knows how to work against every contradiction. Because he has word. The word is a spirit. Not he has moved from just having the word as a letter. He has moved to beholding the spirits and the life of the word. Those things are very tangible and clear because of exercise and training of his inward senses. His inward senses are being awoken again and again and again and again and again and again. He can see wonders of the world. Even things may not be working according to natural mind. But he sees what the word of God and what the world is doing. He says, so shall my word be. So shall my word be. That proceed out of my mouth. It shall not return back to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I, not what you want, what I. It is what God sent the word to do that he does. What I please. So when word has finished executing his word, the one person that will please is the Lord. Not really you. Oftentimes, it's not you that is pleased. It's the Lord that is pleased. It's the Lord that is pleased. It's the Lord that is the pleasure. The world was not ordained to please you. It was ordained to carry out the intelligence of him who sent it. It was meant to accomplish the sender. The world is only back to the sender. And when it's going back to the sender, he accomplishes things. People say, back to the sender. There's nothing back to the sender. It's only the word that when he sent, so shall it be. That puts out of my mouth, it shall not return back. Or it will not come back to me. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper. Say prosper.
Prosper.
Say prosper.
Prosper.
Say prosper.
Prosper.
It shall prosper. That's it. When thou will prosper, it means it will profit. So prosper means it will profit. That's it. Every time the world is on assignment, every time the world is on assignment, God assigned a word. When God assigned a word, to go, when the word of God is on assignment, is to go and do a work. Because what I said, the work is a working. One of the things, he prosper. He profits. He should profit. And you don't measure the profit of the world by result of the natural. Because the word itself is not natural. Just like I said, the word I speak is spirit and life. So the word is first in spirit before it's physical. How you should measure the word that is sent, measure the prosperity of it in the spirit. Measure the pleasure that is given from the word. That's what you should use. What you use to measure it? Measure it by its prosperity. Measure it by what he has done. And oftentimes, when the word does a thing, oftentimes you may not be able to see it. It will take age. You need some age in the spirit to see those what those spirits has wrought. What he has wrought in a generation. What has wrought in you. It will take eternity to show you what those words we have done.
Yes, sir.
And that's why Satan is afraid of the word. Satan is so much afraid of God's word. Anywhere the word of God is exalted, Satan does not leave such people and such places anyhow. Satan will bring forth buffeting upon buffeting. Because it is not easy to stay with word. Word could not authority. That centurion man came to Jesus. You can say, let me go and pray. Say, don't go. Say, I am a man under authority. I say to one, come. I say to another one. Because whenever the word is, there's authority there. And Satan is a being that resists authority. He left God because he doesn't want to be under authority. I'm telling you, I'm describing to you to this morning, I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you the nature, the character, the DNA, the gene of the word. I'm trying to tell you the character of the word. Yeah. What is the property, inherent property of the word? And why you have trouble all around you because of the word. The day you say you don't want the word anymore, every trouble will cease. Because from that day, you are no longer a threat to the devil. You are no longer a threat to the devil. The day you say, this world war thing, I don't think so. Let me go and be doing fasting and prayer every day. Satan will say, well, I'm able to convert a disciple. Because why? And Jesus said to them who believe on his word. If you continue, the issue is continuity. Many hear the word and go away. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciple? Then what will the word? What will the word do for you? And you shall know. Satan is afraid of you knowing things. Truth is not fact. Truth is not that the earth is spherical. That's a fact. Truth is not that God created a man and a female. That's a fact. What is truth? What is truth are things that angels don't know about them. How can a man know what is hidden from the eyes of an angel? Even all the living creatures that have eyes within and eyes without, they don't have access to truth. And the only medium of revealing truth is through the word.
Yes, sir.
If Satan is able to put pressure on you, trouble you on every side, and cause them, I'm not to do what again. Satan says, okay, at the convert disciple can. Okay, because he know that you will live your life perpetually to lies. Lies is not carrying paper and tell you that it's black. Everybody know that paper is white. That's just a fact. But lie is to take paper and tell you it's white. What did I say? That's a lie. When they carry paper and say this is white, that's a lie. Satan has succeeded to lie to you. Because Satan is the father of liars. He does not speak truth. The whole world, this whole world, he lied in wickedness. Satan has lied to man that love of a man is his clothes. Satan has lied to man that his life is food. But man does not know it. Satan lies so to man that his life is food and make sure that he always gets hungry after every 8 hours. And to him, he believes it by the reason of fast that he's getting hungry. So for you to come and tell that man that your life is not food, he can't believe it. He will do everything to eat. Even if he will lie, he will do it. If he had to come out, he will leave it. If he had to divorce her husband so that he can be eating what he wants to eat, he will divorce. But because he does not know that the life of a man, food for the belly and belly for food, both of them have ending. How can you bring a man to realize that and cause that man to align his life in that consciousness? Is the word that can make a man like that. And that's what I say. When you own the world, you will see wonders of word. You will see the wonders of his word. Men will not be able to lead you. You become unpredictable to evil spirits. You become unpredictable to Satan. And that gets Satan. Satan like a predictable outcomes. But when a man is regulated and conditioned by the word, he becomes unpredictable. And that is why Satan gets crazy. Satan does not like any man that's unpredictable. Satan wants to be able to calculate you and know how you are going to respond. But the war will cause you not to respond the way Satan has predicted you to respond. Those are what they call wonders of the world. Those are what they call signs of the world. And I'm seeing heaven coming to you in this particular lane. Oh, Jesus. That we will fall under the gravity of his word and what is speaking to us. That you will cease to measure your life and trying to prove God's word by your conditions. That they will help us to raise us above our conditions. And place high regard to his word. Then we will stop asking questions. Questions that the answer is never meant to be given. You know, there's some questions that answer were not meant to be given. Why? Why? God knows the answer to this question. Because what God has said is true. There are some things that it is until when you get to that side, you realize God will not answer it, but you realize. Because that place take away man's limitation. You come into a place where all things are made bare. A man that has the word and is a keeper of the word. When you're a keeper of the word, gospel, when you can keep the word, Satan knows that this guy is a guy to be feared. Satan knows that this guy, we need to fear him. And the worst Satan can do to such people when you are holding the word, Satan can even destroy your body. Joke, I told you, don't fear. So don't be afraid. When you are giving, Satan come to destroy your body, say, don't fear. I was talking, I wanted to show something, book of Revelation, chapter 11. There was a beast that came out of bottomless pit. And it was sent to prophets, to two prophets, two olive trees, which are two candlesticks that stand before the God of the head. The Bible said, in the day of this prophecy of this prophet, he said, they ordained that nothing should hurt them until they have fulfilled their prophecy. You see, whenever we give you word to keep and you are keeping it, because to keep the word and use the word to operate and keep operating and keep functioning and keep working. Because the word that you are keeping is put to one of the church book of Revelation. He said, for because you are keep the word of my patience, he said, I will keep you. The word you are keeping is keeping you. Yeah. When eventually the word has finished doing what is meant to do in you, God give room. For some time, for things to take you away. But until what they send the word to do with you, that one will keep holding you down. That's why, to tell you that nothing can happen to you. When you are a keeper of God's word, nothing can happen to you. That word will keep keeping you. Until that word has finished what it's meant to do inside of you. That word will leave and return back to you, sent it. Then anything can come and take you away after that time. Bible said, he told those men in the book of Revelation chapter 11, he said, that nothing should hurt them until they are finished. Until you are a man that is keeping the word, nothing will take you until you have finished your course. Yes, sir. I want you to know this thing. I want to sing to you. I'm not talking what I don't know. Let your plane draw from the sky. Let it come down closer. So long as we are keeping the word. And the word has not finished. Oh boy, you go come out of that in life. Oh. You go come out. You go come out. Pastor was a pastor. You just exaggerate. I'm not a liar. The first example to us is Jesus. When you go back and read John chapter 17. Oh Father, I kept them by your word. The word you gave to me, I gave it to them. And they are kept by it. I kept them by your word. What do you think the word is? The word is not your mate. The word you gave to me, I give it to them. And the word has kept them. In this world, they will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. How did he overcome the world? He overcame the world by his faith. And what is faith? Faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The victory of faith is the victory of the world. The victory of faith is the victory of the world. The victory of faith is the victory of the world. So he said that nothing will hurt them until they have finished their prophecy. And when they have finished their prophecy, then shall the beast from the bottomless beast arise and kill them. He killed them physically, they'll die. But they finish what the war was meant to do. That is what is more important. Did the war run its course and finish? When the war run its course in your life and finish, you have not been overcome. You overcame those things that came against you. But I'm trying to bolden your heart against the threat of the enemy. When the enemy wants to cow your mouth and gawk your mouth, you ungawk your heart, you say, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Glory to you, son of God's people. Don't let Satan mess up your mind that you are just wasting your time. Nobody that put his life on the line with the word, you will see the wonders of God's word. You will see how the word can change your nature. The word can change your personality. And these are things that are more difficult to change. It's easier to change your situation than to change your attitude. It's easier to heal your body than to change your character. And this is what the world can do. When, because it is a spirit and it carries life. Don't let your soul be downcasted. I beg you. I want you to rise with so much joy. Joy. You might want to be like David. I rejoice. I rejoice in your word. Because I found your word. Like a man that has found grace for. I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at thy word. Just make sure that what you are hearing is not sermon. Sermon is not God's word. Make sure that what you are holding on is not letters. Make sure that what you are holding on is not demonic doctrine. Make sure it's thy word. Make sure it's his word. Nobody that holds his word. Not scripture that hold this word in their heart that there will not be performance. I've taken time to explain to you what that the word has intelligence. It can't depend on who sent it. I've told you the energy inside the word. I'm talking about a creature, a person to you. You can put your life on the line with the word and bank on it and rely on it. Allow the word to work himself on your inside. Allow the walking. Allow the effective walking. Allow the energizing walking. Allow the powerful walking. Allow the mighty walking. Allow all those things. Allow that creature called the word. Do you know? If they say they want to cure you of any disease, or they want to give you immunization against disease, they take a sample of that disease organism and culture it and shoot it to your body. What you want to fight, what they want the disease to fight, they put that disease in a measure into your bloodstream. They inject it into your vein to carry it and go there. Oftentimes, there's an injection they give to small children. They start running temperature. When they give them some immunization, they run temperature for days. They're injecting them against some disease. Sometimes too, when the word of God comes to you, your soul can run temperature. Those temperature are adversity around that come around the world. is a new mother that when after now like, oh, and runs out back to hospital again. A mother knows that okay is the antibodies that is reacting to what they put there because they're trying to upgrade the antibodies. They thought that what came into their body is against them. They fight, and in the fighting, what happened? They become stronger. That is what the word of God does to you when it enters you. It's a creature. The word of God is a creature they inject into your soul. I'm telling you, my brother, that you should be crazy with the word. Yes. You are not at disadvantage. Yes. I want this to sink into your soul. I want to sink so your soul that you don't care what the enemy throws at you. When you see what happened to early churches, you will think that as if they don't have help. Out of 10 of 10,000 of them, they may go out and 100 don't return back home. They go out in the morning and 100 don't return back because Saul and the men that you see later from are captured in the market and kill them off. You will think that by doing that to them, that they will close their mouth against the word. Rather than that, you say, so mighty grew the wall and prevail. The way the word is designed, the word retreats against him and walk against it. There's a way you should be thinking. There's a way you should be thinking. When you try to threaten the word, because what he has in it, he ride on threats. And that's why they want to make you like that. That thing that threatens you, you ride against threats. So they are killing them because of the word. I say, so mighty greedy one prevail. You think that because they beat them, that you slow it down, but rather it prevail. Because that's the DNA of the world. And that should be the attitude of every man that's keeping the world. That should be your attitude. You know what I'm saying? Because something happened to you, the world, you now say, and draw. No. You are not behaving like the world. You're not behaving like it. You behave like the world that is keeping you. That world is forcing you to behave like that. And every time you believe that, Satan become crazy. Satan, all the demons, they say, who can a woman be like this? The more I'm trying to frustrate them, I can't frustrate them. Because the word of God is formidable. It's a formidable creature. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.